Maritime. The government is committed to strengthening trade unions in the maritime and blue economy sectors through regular stakeholder engagements to safeguard the interests of workers at all levels. Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs CS Salim Imvuria acknowledged the role played by trade unions, adding unions are an important cog in promoting the welfare of workers across sectors. We appreciate the role played by trade unions in securing the rights, equality and justice for workers, he said. The CS made the remarks during a meeting with a delegation from International Transport Workers Federation, ITF, led by ITF General Secretary Stephen Cotton, who paid him a courtesy call at his office in Nairobi Wednesday. During the meeting, Imvuria highlighted the strides the government has made in strengthening trade unions' affairs in the maritime and blue economy sector. He disclosed that his ministry is keen on upgrading maritime courses to global standards while subsiding the learning fees. We seek to encourage more youths across the country to pursue the maritime courses with ease at the Bandari Maritime Academy in Mombasa, said the CS. Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs CS Salim Imvuria shakes hands with the International Transport Workers Federation, ITF, General Secretary Stephen Cotton, when he led a delegation to pay a courtesy call on the CS at his office in Nairobi. He also briefed the delegation on the progress made in the construction of the Maritime Logistics Center in Kwale County, saying once completed the center will provide the requisite training for all those interested in pursuing maritime courses. While underscoring the need to upscale the uptake as well as synergy between the government and the unions, Imvuria called on the ITF to be proactive in domesticating legislation that will ensure the effective management of maritime affairs across the country. The move would address the underlying issues while promoting the increase of young people joining the profession, he added. On his part, the ITF General Secretary lauded the government's efforts in revitalizing the blue space, and pledged to stir up investment conversations in the shipping and logistics sector to over 16.5 million transport workers they represent in the industry across the globe. The General Secretary was accompanied by ITF Regional Secretaries Mohamed Safianu, Africa, and Bilal Malkawi, Arab World, National Coordination of Kenya Chairperson Sava Mundu, Dock Workers Union Board Member Edwin Wesonga and Seafarers Union General Secretary Ati Swala. The Federation, which connects over 700 affiliated trade unions from 150 countries, has been recognized as the world's leading transport authority that has significantly secured the rights, equality and justice for over 16.5 million transport workers globally.